Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Come on, Steiny. Now I'm truly in a bad
mood. Happy Friday.
Not anymore.
What happened?
You didn't correct. I'm getting cussed out on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Gagne?
I didn't say anything.
Why wouldn't you, Siska? Come on, man. It's been a while.
I just want to have a
come
fun.
Come on. No, you're supposed to have my back.
I want to have a fun
That's
day.
The one where you're licensed. Goo? Gagne?
All right.
I'm going to play that when I get in the car.
Just make up for it now. How do you really say it?
Gagne.
There you go.
But why wouldn't you, Sirico Bergagne? Carlito's Way, yeah. Why wouldn't you say that? Those are the things that you owe me that support.
Well, tough to get a word in sometimes.
Now that hurt.
Secondly, I think at that particular juncture, I wasn't listening anyway.
You're laughing. Why did you get in my ear? I'm old. I'm hurt.
He's got nothing.
I have no response.
I got to let Norm hear that one. And you're like, yeah, I remember that one. No, seriously, moving forward. Those are when you jump in.
Okay, you said quivle. It's quiver.
No, and there's a quivle.
No, there's not. We've been over this.
You made me quivle.
Quiver.
I like quivle. And I'm going to prove you wrong, but go ahead. Quiver.
Quibble.
Quivle.
Quibble is a little spat. Quiver. No, I'm sorry. Quiver is what you put arrows in. But I think, oh, God. Goo, you got me.
Yeah, turned. I got a next. I got
all right, let's go to Jesse
now.
And Millbrae and turn this thing around.
There we go.
Hey, Jess, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Matt, Guru, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, baby? Back at you. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you guys as well. So I just wanted to get into the story. So my pops was a hustler. Growing up, he always loved the Bay Area sports teams. He was a big Giants fan, diehard 49ers fan as well. And so he wanted to give me a memory when I was 9 years old. And he planned on taking me to opening day at Pac Bell Park, the very first day it ever opened. And so we planned on going to the game that day. He put a little money aside. We get to the stadium. When we get to the stadium, the tickets are all $400 plus. And my dad literally only had $300 to his name to get us two tickets to get into the stadium. So being the hustler my dad was, he told me, look, little man, it's going to be difficult to get into the stadium, but I have a plan. So we wrote a sign saying I need two tickets. And he put me on a milk crate in the middle of the crowd right in McCovey Cove. And I held that sign and screamed, I need two tickets. I need two tickets for about 10 minutes. And then one, God bless his soul, one fan came up to me and said, hey, little man, you looking to get into the game today? I said, of course. And he gave me two club level seats and said, here, you and your dad have a great day at the game.
Wow. And that is beautiful.
You know, Yeah, and so it was one of my most cherished memories I ever had. My dad even said, you know, close your eyes before you get to the field and then open them right when you get to the field, and you'll never forget that memory in your life. And I'm choking up even thinking about it, because when I opened my eyes to that fresh green the very first day that stadium ever opened, I said, this is a memory I have to give my son. And, you know, rest in peace, Pops. He died in 2016, you know, and happy Father's Day to you guys. Just wanted to throw that
thanks
out there.
Thanks for sharing. Story. Great story.
Man, Jeff. That hit you in the man. The real cardiac, Stoney. Wow. Wow. And their first official game, April 11th, 2000, against the Dodgers. Wow, Stoney.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was a good dad, man, trying to make it happen for his kid, and he did.
You know, it's funny. It is funny. I've just really, you know, thinking about my dad and Father's Day and sports. And mine not only is sports related, but I'm realizing something else came out of it. So, you know, my dad was a ref, basketball official. Right. So he had games, ref games 6 nights a week. I think I've told you this. Mondays was high school girls basketball.
And you can remember.
Tuesday was high school boys. Wednesday was college men. Thursday was high school girls. Friday was high school boys. And Saturday was college men. He would have 6 days a week. And I could always go to the games with him. He would tell me exactly when he was leaving. He'd be like, son, got Scranton Millersville tonight. It's Scranton. Be leaving at 4:00. If you want to go, be ready at 4:00. If not, I'm leaving without you. And that was just the rule. He left. Then Pops left when he said he was going to leave. So I went to 95% of the games. I got there in time, and I realized, so I would follow my dad, you know, drive with him to his game. I'd have a ball with me, and sometimes these gyms had auxiliary gyms where I could shoot around when he was reffing. But I realized, Goo,
I'm almost tearing up.
It's not just the sports and basketball. This guy has made me the most punctual, anal, time-constrained guy
all
on positives, planet Earth.
All positives.
I hate being late. I get stuck in traffic, and I hate it. Hey, party starts at 7. Okay, party starts at 7. Let's get there at 7.
That's beautiful, man.
Is it?
No, it is. And those are all gifts that everybody wants to pass down to their kids. But I guess, Stoney, when did you realize it was bigger than just ball and the camaraderie of riding with Pops? Because that's why I'm getting emotional. But just the fact that you got those tools of life.
Well, what I realized as a father with 3 daughters is they're not punctual.
Oh.
And I better be able to deal with it because, did I say they're not punctual?
Wow.
So you just.
Amazing.
You just, they drive me crazy. Yeah, you know what? You need a ride? I'll give you a ride. What time you need a ride? 3, Dad. Okay. 3:00. Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
It's amazing.
I'll be there about 3:30. Okay. What about my last half hour? I'm supposed to waste that time for you? Anyway. So I've got a time fixation.
No, I love it, Stoney, and I just want to jump in because I'm not calling you a failure because you didn't pass that down to your 3 girls. But when I think of my father, Stoney, I don't know how you looked at your dad. It wasn't Jordan. It wasn't Magic. And I don't want to say this is rare, but Norman Johnson was my hero. He was a tall man. He was an athletic man. He was a get fisherman. I've seen him pull a deer by the horns. So my dad was my hero. So he passed ball down to me and my Cowboy fandom, not Pirates, nothing else, the Cowboys. Both my sons and daughters, they could give a rat's ass about the – so how did I fail? How did I get stabbed in the back, pasta 3 times? But maybe we're from a different cloth. Pops passed down that punctuality, that love for ball. You got it. I got it. But I think today's kids now, I got to be careful. They don't understand loyalty. Like you're supposed to ride for who Pops rides for. So that's my biggest gripe I got about fatherhood, Stoney, is kids are going to do it their own way. Frank Sinatra, do it their way. I get it, but it kind of hurts. But I'll say this. My first football game, my first sporting event was Steelers, Terry Bradshaw against Roger Staubach in Old Texas Stadium.
You were there.
And we were only there because it was our annual summer family trip, August. And I'll never forget seeing that star, not even knowing who Roger and Terry were. But it wasn't like Bloods and Crips, that gang. But Stani, it was like it's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Changed my life, but that was my dad and I, real quick, Sonny, always had disagreements in regard to life, but the one thing we could hone in on was that love for ball, man. Took me to our first Giants-A's game, and that's why I got to go here. I'm going too far off the ranch. I hope my kids would say, my hero is my dad, and only they'll have the grade, and hopefully I'll be around to hear it or get it. You know, because I'm calling Pops my heroes, Donnie, and that's just what it is.
Hey.
But what if they were to be like, this dude was a bump on a pickle, but I tried to give them what Norm gave them, and hopefully they'll run with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know I'm motor mouth.
No, I'm pretty sure that, no.
But fine. That last call about the guy, that story by you and the Dodger game for the first pack. Stoney, that was incredible. Pops had 300 to his 200 to get him in. So he wasn't balling out of control, you know?
Right. Let's go to Joel. Joel's in Berkeley. Hey, Joel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Man, I was hoping you wouldn't call me right after that story.
Oh, it's all right.
We can't top that.
It's all good.
No, I know.
Take your time.
I don't have a specific story like that, but it's just my dad, when I grew up, sports fan as far as I knew, and I ended up going across the street to my neighbor's house, and like that's where I just go, oh my god, there's sports on TV, cool. And this is an aside, but it turned out the neighbor had played on that 1963 Loyola team that won the title.
All right.
And I had no idea about that. Someone just told me, oh yeah, this guy played college basketball, and then it turned out. So as I grow up, I became a huge sports fan, and my dad would say, oh, I had the A's team, but that was about it. But then I found out as an adult, it turned out he was a huge sports fan. He grew up watching cricket in England, and he was a fanatic, it turned out. But for whatever reason, he tapped that all down as an adult, and I had absolutely zero idea. And he told me a little bit about cricket, and I don't know if you it's a little bizarre looking if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, no.
And I had no idea what was happening. Yeah. And so, but then it turned out they play cricket around here now. It's kind of big because there's such a, there's so many people here from India and Pakistan that they've started leagues here. And so we went out to Larkspur, and there's a park out there where they play, it's amateur, but they play cricket. And so he and I, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, went out there a couple times, and it was great. We just sat Jasper, you know, like three other.
Joel, you know what? You're breaking up a little bit, but I think we got the gist of it. That's pretty cool, actually. So they got a cricket field in Marin.
Do you know how the game is played?
I don't even know what the field looks like, except it's very big. And no, I don't know how to play cricket.
And do you know? I'm being honest.
You have to hit the ball in the
Google,
bounce.
You got a computer, but I'm not. I'm old school. Why do they call it cricket?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure. The only dumb question is the one you don't
That's
ask.
True. That's true. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Now, that's a cool story.
Oh, man.
That's a cool story because that's a sport that not very common here in the United States, cricket.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd like to just double back because, Donnie, all these stories have been great. So there's no doubt your love for basketball stemmed from you watching the game up close like that with Pops.
Obviously, yeah.
But it didn't sound like you took a lot of games in because he was working a lot.
No, I took them all in.
Okay.
I mean, like if he...
Like pro games.
Well, he never reffed the pros. Oh,
no, you watching it at home, just, you know, you two were the fam.
Yeah, sometimes. All right. Sometimes. Yeah, and in those days are, oh, God, the memories. I can still smell the cigarette smoke in the house as I'm watching... the 1981 finals. How about
that would have been Boston and the Rockets.
81?
Yeah.
That's a good call.
When they were Magic, I think Tragic Johnson. Remember, Houston beat them.
Yeah, Ralph Sampson's turnaround.
Let me see.
Back in the day when the first round series was three games.
Back to what you're
Let's go to Christine in Danville.
Hey,
Christine, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Back at you.
So I have a sister. My parents didn't have boys, but my dad grew up playing sports, loving sports. So he raised both of us loving the Niners and the Giants. And he always taught us whether your team is on top or on bottom, they are your team no matter what. Some of my fondest memories are going to Candlestick, watching the Niners in the 80s. So Joe Montana is my hero. And one thing that happened on the Giants side when they won in 2010, I said, Dad, I got to get you to the parade. And he's like, oh, my God, Bart's going to be crazy. I don't want to deal with all of that. I can watch at home. I said, no, you're going to the parade. I get him to the city, and when Willie Mays comes down that road in that convertible, and I'm going to get emotional. Tears are streaming down my dad's face.
Wow.
And I said, Dad, are you okay? And he goes, I just thought I'd never see this in my lifetime. Thank you so much for bringing me here. And he's just a wonderful dad, and I am obsessed with my teams, and it's all due to him.
Wow.
So, and another tidbit, when I went off to college, you said you need to have one bit of sports trivia. So when you meet like a cute boy at a bar, you know, he knows you're serious about sports. So he says, you got to know who was on the first cover of Sports Illustrated. And he told me, I said, okay, but I don't think I ever used that in meeting people in college.
Not even the boys knew it.
Wow, that is great.
Do you know who was on the first cover of Sports Illustrated?
I'm going to take a guess. I know I'm wrong, young lady. Bruce Jenner.
Willie Mays.
No. Eddie Matthews. I believe it was in 1964, Milwaukee Braves.
Yes.
Someone can fact check that for me.
Wow.
Well, he definitely played for the Braves.
This
Christine,
is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger. Thanks for sharing.
So cool, man.
No problem. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Man, that's what it's all about.
I know what we were hoping for.
Wow. That's just incredible, man.
Boy.
Yeah, that is.
That's pretty cool.
Pops is teared up watching something he thought he might not be around for, and she was right there with him.
Let's go to Shane. Shane's in San Francisco. Hey, Shane, how are you, my man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
All right. I got a couple quick Pops anecdotes for you sports wise. growing up, you know, my parents met playing college basketball. My dad played college baseball and stuff, nothing crazy, but Little League coaching, my dad was probably the most prolific Little League coach in Litchfield, New Hampshire history. He really shook things up around there. And he used to, at the end of every practice, we would either end with like a game of pepper, or he would sit us all down and we would play a game called situation baseball, where he would come up with different scenarios and kind of quiz us, test us, see what our reaction would be to, you know, fundamental conceptual game scenarios where, you know, what do you do? Right. What's the right play? Is the infield in this and that? And at the time, you know, we're talking like second through sixth grade type stuff, you know, like sure. young kids, but those fundamentals as like a parent now, like I see making kids think like that is not just beneficial for them in the moment. It kind of just sticks with you throughout life. And then my dad as a sports fan, like more of my fandom comes from my mom's side. My mom herself and her dad are, you know, fanatical lunatics about this stuff. But my dad was always, I think, Steiny, you'd appreciate him a little bit more because he put realism and just perspective ahead of fandom. And my dad, I grew up in New Hampshire, so I was living in California at the time. But during the Patriots 2017 27-3 comeback win in the Super Bowl, my dad left at halftime to go to the movies by himself and watch La La Land.
And, this is great.
And he's a complicated individual, obviously, to you know, watch a musical like that at the time. But he had no regrets, is what he said.
Right, right, right.
Back, that he wasn't surprised either way that they came back and won, or that had he been completely right and that they would have, you know, blown the Super Bowl and lost by 40 points. And then just me as a dad now, I have a daughter who's about to turn 3 this month, and she's a little Giants fan, and she's a sports fan across the board, but right now she's super into the Giants. And I would say that I'll be hopefully watching a bit of the Giants game on Sunday, but I'm the guy who's definitely going to be spending it with the family and wow. just enjoying the day.
Hey, thanks for sharing,
thank you, Shane. I appreciate
awesome.
It. Really do. That's good
damn,
stuff.
Damn, Stoney, that's the man. This you can know, never get old,
you
man.
Know what's funny is, like, my daughters, they're not huge sports fans. They played, you know, my oldest is a theater
okay.
Fanatic and enthusiast, and my younger two did play soccer. But we're actually, we go to more games now than we've ever gone to.
Oh, okay.
Like, we didn't, like, yeah. I used to go, you know, they played soccer, and I went to their games. But when they were young, I didn't really go to a lot of games with them. But now, you know, we've
That's
go to
dope.
The, like, been to the Oakland Ballers games.
Yeah.
We've been down to PayPal to watch, you know, the men's and women's. I can't remember the women's soccer team's names, but it's the Earthquakes. And what's the other team? Why can't I think of this right
Roots.
Now?
Roots. Well, you just
That's
said
That's the Oakland Roots.
Yeah.
But somebody help me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great stuff. Great stuff.
Dude, this is incredible, man.
Somebody's saying, Steiny, we need a jerk story from your dad to even things out.
Okay.
I don't have one offhand, but
give me
4 seconds, and I'll do it. Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete.
Pete.
How are you, man?
I'm great. Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bay Football Club is the women.
That's right.
Wow,
thank you.
Good call.
Thank you.
So, in the late 1950s, my dad took myself and my younger brother to see the Washington Senators at the old rickety Griffith Stadium. The place was like 40 years old at that point. And more than what happened in the game, I remember we got there and parked right alongside the stadium. And as we're getting out, there's a couple of young kids there, roughly my age. And one of them says to my dad, "Hey, for 50 cents, I'll watch your car. And my dad says, "No, thank you. It better be there when I get back." And that's just the straightforward kind of guy he was. And I really miss him.
Was he? And
you guys have a great afternoon.
Hey, you too.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it. Got to believe the car was intact. No, like, it's funny because What he remembers, as Gary Radnich would say, what he remembers is what he remembers.
No, hey, that's a,
and he remembers his dad saying, yeah, I'm not giving you 50 cents.
Dude, that is 50. Oh, man. Stoney, Rome Curry real quick asking me where my parents met. Sure. I don't think 1963, West Oakland, a club called the Centennial. Like, damn.
That's where your parents met?
Yeah, not at the library. But I get it. At the nightclub. Oh, man.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're having a little fun. Father's Day's coming up on Sunday. And there's no better time, I should say, than to talk about the fathers that impacted your sports love, whether you're a boy or girl, man or woman. And obviously there's probably some people out there that, Father's Day is pretty tough for them, but if you got a mother involved,
yeah,
that's fine too. Guru and my father, big influencers as far as how much we love sports to this day.
I got a surprise for you and the listeners, and I know you won't mind because this show is both of ours, but I got somebody and I'd like them to call in and give us their answer. Somebody we both know about their father.
On the other side.
Yeah, on the other. I'm efforting. Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I'm efforting.
Okay. All right. So 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation and give your dad a little bit of appreciation, we can do that. That segment, let's see. What's coming up on the game? Is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.